I want to remind you, first of all, we do have book club this Wednesday, but we'll just have the afternoon session at 2 o'clock in the St. Anne room. Also, of course, Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. Mass will be at 7:30 in the morning, and we'll have Mass at 7 in the evening. We'll also have a service at noon, Liturgy of the Word, with the blessing and distribution of ashes. And of course, we will have blessing and distribution of ashes at the both Masses as well. A fellow was talking to his friend. He says, you know, people can really be inconsiderate. In fact, my upstairs neighbors this morning at 3 o'clock were banging on my ceiling. He says, oh, that's terrible. Did they wake you up? He says, no, thankfully, I was practicing my tuba at the time. The point is, we can't always see the beam in our own eye. In the first reading, the author of Sirach makes it very clear that what we say and how we say it is a good testimony to who a person really is, that actions are far more important than appearances. Just as, for instance, the way a person treats another person, especially if there's a difference in their status, makes a lot of difference. If a CEO treats a waitress with disrespect, he probably isn't the kind of person that we want to have a relationship with. Bad fruit does not come from a good tree. I think it's what St. Paul is driving at in the second reading. It's important to see beyond what we can see with our eyes. We have to look deeper. That death, for us who believe, shouldn't frighten us, because Jesus, by his death, destroyed death's power, and by his rising, makes it possible for us to have eternal life. And therefore, we are to be firm and steadfast in living our faith in action, that our faith must be manifest by our love in deed and truth, in acts of charity and mercy. Finally, in the gospel, the Lord tells us we have to be humble, to understand our own faults and weaknesses before we can act judgmentally toward others. That doesn't mean that we can't see the splinter in someone else's eye. But we need to understand that we may not be equipped to remove that splinter. We may need help. That means taking the beam out of our own eyes. We have to ask for help from others. And we can ask for help from the Lord, especially in the sacrament of penance, to get rid of the plank or the beam in our own eye. It's also important to understand that we need to be careful in our judgments of others. Sometimes our judgments may be incorrect. But regardless of whether the judgment is accurate or not, we are still obliged to respond to the person with charity and mercy. That means sometimes we might also say to somebody, you know, this is not really the best way to do this. This might work better for you. Without saying, well, I'm the only one that knows what's going on, so you have to do it my way. No. But we have to act with charity and with mercy. Even if the person isn't a very nice person, we are still obliged to act with charity. And that's a difficult thing. It's not enough to say, I believe, without seeking the grace to live that faith boldly every day. It's not enough to say that I love God without seeking the grace to love our brothers and sisters, even those that aren't very lovable to us. We have to act toward them with kindness, with mercy, with charity. Let us therefore continue to seek through prayer, through worship, through celebration of the sacraments especially, that we may bear good fruit, fruit that will last for eternal life.